The owner of the ill-fated building, Sohel Rana, has been arrested near the Bangladesh-India border when he was trying to flee. Paramilitary Rapid Action Battalion, RAB, took him to court on Monday. He was taken in 15-day police remand for interrogation. In Bangladesh, the recent 9-story building collapse that killed more than 391 and injured more than 1,000 mostly poor women garment workers. This was not the first such accident. Experts say if the government had been strict and looked after things properly, the disaster could have been avoided. The 9-story Rana Plaza crumbled April 24th at Savan near Dhaka, when more than 6,000 garment workers had joined in their job early in the morning. Nearly 1,150 people still remain missing. This disaster occurred just 5 months after a fire at Tazrin Garment Factory killed more than 100 garment workers. The workers who survived from the April 24th collapse claimed that they were forced to enter the building, which has developed serious cracks a few days before, although the building owner, Sohel Rana, has been arrested. Concerned quarters are skeptical about the punishment. Mohammad Musa, a former secretary of Bangladesh government and also a former director general of Bangladesh Disaster Management Bureau, said this accident is not the first of its kind. He also said people who are responsible for previous accident were not punished, and Sohel Rana being a local leader of the ruling party, there are doubts whether he would be properly implicated or not.
Virtually, there is no implementation of law in Bangladesh. These factory owners and garments owners, they are always above the law. So this gigantic disaster, Sohel Rana would be punished.
Musa also said that the government should have been stricter in its position and should think public safety first. Musa said, political parties get money from rich people like Sohel Rana during elections, and that is why they do not take proper action. He mentioned that in Tazrin Garments disaster and then the Spectrum Garments disaster, no one was arrested.
Those factory owners are above the law and they are enjoying good life and no punishment delivered to them because they are multimillionaire. They purchased the law.
In 2000, the Disaster Management Bureau ran a survey of 1,800 garment factories and found 133 garment buildings risky. Mohammad Musa said, at present, there are nearly 4,500 garment industries in Bangladesh, and nearly half are situated in risky buildings. Mentioning the high cost of rent in Bangladesh, he said, most of the garment factory owners do not want to pay much and rent old and unsafe buildings for their factories. To stop such accident, Mohammad Musa suggested that the garment factory owner should follow the building code while setting up their factories, and the government should also provide strict surveillance to ensure public safety. For KGOU, I'm Shima Bhoumik.